And we're back for another one, everybody. It is Kyle Parks, your CTO. I feel like I haven't said that on a couple ones now, but yeah, guess what? I forget here and there. But Nick is on the road still. We're trying to bang out a couple while we have some time and trying to be as effective and efficient as possible for you guys and go from there. So how you doing, Nick? I know you're getting close to Belmont, but we got just enough time to bang out a little bit more.
Yeah, we got a shorty. I don't know why, but when you came on, I wanted to go, yee, live action.
Yeah, if you did that, the Mountain Dew would have kicked in, then I would have been going yee, and then I would have gone on Kyle on your ass.
Do you remember the Turtle Man or Turtle Boy or whatever that guy was?
No. The only reason I knew yee is because of Granger Smith.
No, so before him, there was a guy named, like, Turtle Boy or Turtle Man. He would go, yee, live action.
That's awesome. Yeah. Let me guess, another racer?
No, he was like, I can't remember what he did. He was like chase animals or something on TV. He had like a year or two of fame. It was funny as hell.
Now, mine was, Steve Irwin. That was my animal chaser dude.
Look this dude up. Look up Turtle Man, I think it was. Just put it like Turtle Man, live action or something. You'll find it on YouTube, I'm sure. We got some time. We got some time to knock out a shorty here, so it's going to be quick fire. We're going to throw it down real quick, and I'm going to stop and give me some Mission Barbecue here.
Oh, is this dude missing a bunch of teeth and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's from Florida, I can tell.
Oh, yeah.
Just kidding. That was no shade sent to anybody. That was just a joke from a comedy special I saw. It's okay. I promise. We like comedy around here.
Relax. Yeah. It's just comedy. Relax. Never get so butthurt over comedy.
Yeah, get your panties out of a bunch, man. It ain't comfortable. Our last episode, we were talking about overtime and stuff like that, and we were talking about accountability, and I got to thinking, I was like, you know, why don't we go over a little, like, personal excellence one, kind of something that I know we here at Dawson are trying to strive for and achieve, and I know it's something that definitely needs to kind of become a culture nowadays, because we're in such a world where everybody wants to point fingers at one another, and the only thing I have to ask people is, how does that make you feel any better? And I'm not saying that directly to anybody specifically, but I'm just saying it as a generalization is like, if I were to blame somebody else for the powder coating, how is that helping me? You know, I'm the sole person that's going through the powder coating, except for when Justin's in there every once in a while, but even then, it's, I didn't check the part for both of us when it went into the oven. It all, in the end, falls back on me. So I just kind of want to go through it with Nick and, you know, kind of get some of his viewpoints and see what are some things that we can do better, what are some habits that we can follow, and all that fun stuff. So with that, fire away, Nick, go!
So, I love what you actually just said there a second ago, like, what are the advantages of not taking self-accountability, right? What are you benefiting from not taking accountability? Because I can tell you this right now. When I make a mistake, when I was my younger self, of course younger people want to push the blame off. And what I found was, I found a deep, empty hole of nothing. I felt like, you know, somebody that just nonstop made excuses, and then you're not reliable. Your people look at you and they go, nah, I don't like that guy. I don't like all the excuses. That doesn't resonate with me. You know, why do people look at athletes and praise them? Why do they get paid so much? You know why? Because they're doing something that more than likely you and I can't do. And the reason they can do it is because they don't make a bunch of excuses. You know, talent isn't but someone practicing something to the point, to not that they get it right, but to the point that they can't get it wrong. And we watch the athletes perform whatever it is they do, whether it's basketball or baseball or football or soccer or racing or golf. Like, play golf, dude. Look at Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is not a phenomenon in the sense of, you know, he popped out of his mother's womb and was holding a golf club. No. The man put in the work. He mentally put in the work. And more than likely, the mental side of it is far greater, far, far greater than the physical. Because without the mental, the physical never happens. And that's what a lot of people don't understand, is that all your actions are just simply decisions that you've made, that electrical neurons firing off in your body then ultimately perform the task, and then it gets to the point where you create muscle memory in a positive manner that can then replicate over and over and over that good or bad habit. So if you're constantly thinking about, let's use men for example, right? I'm sure more men listen to this than women. If you're constantly, I'm going to say it exactly how I hear it in my own head. If you're constantly thinking about pussy, you're never going to be able to achieve greatness because you're distracted by something that is not supposed to take over your mind. What is supposed to take over your mind is personal excellence, doing the best that you possibly can, and everything else just falls into place behind it, right? So if you're consuming great content, meaning when I was a child, my father always told me, good in, good out, bad in, bad out. And that goes with people for the rest of their lives, right? So I'll give you for instance. I got a friend of mine. He's not a small human. He's overweight. He's always been overweight. And this guy is basically, I've always said that you don't see fat old people. You see old people, but you don't see fat old people. And being overweight is not a decision. Like I struggle with weight because I enjoy food.
And yeah.
My biggest problem is I work so hard that I never give myself a break that I end up gorging on food because it is my break. And it's my excuse to myself to take a break, right? It's like cigarettes. Cigarettes are the same thing. Cigarettes are just a moment in time where you have to take a break, especially in today's society where you can't smoke inside, right? So you go outside to smoke, which means you can't perform a task that you're being paid to do. And we can't sit there and say, well, you can't take breaks, right? So people that smoke end up taking breaks because they want to smoke, because they want to take a break.
Exactly.
Does that make sense? So what ends up happening is that over a lifespan of taking breaks and you know, whether you're consuming food or a cigarette or bad content, just worthless TikTok videos over and over, and you're like, oh, it hates me. But then on the back end, when you're 6 years old, and you've got no savings, and you've got maybe no friendships, no good, viable relationships, nothing of substantial, you know, value in your life, well, it's because you didn't cultivate it, right? So in order to cultivate the life you want, first you got to decide what is the life that it is you want, and then you got to decide, well, how in the hell am I going to get there? And things don't just happen by chance. They happen because you put yourself in that position. It's like we were talking, you know, earlier, Kyle, about getting in a car accident and stuff. Car accidents are actually pretty easy to avoid. You just stay away from the monotony and the craziness and the people that you can tell when somebody's driving erratically or not paying attention or they're on their cell phone to know. So don't do that. Or, like, if you don't want to chip in your windshield, don't drive behind a dump truck.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Right? Like, when you complain, I got a chip in my windshield. Yeah, dude, because you were driving on a road that's full of dump trucks a lot of time, and most of them are out there, and they're kicking rocks up. Their tires have deeper tread. They grab more rocks. They flick it up. And then back of these trucks, they keep back 200 feet. Well, did you stay back 200 feet? Probably not. Truthfully, most people probably don't even know what 200 feet is. That's a long way. That's two-thirds of a football field, people.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like 66.666 yards. So accountability comes from the fact that you desire to be good no matter the situation, no matter who's looking, no matter if you're going to get in trouble. Like, people do drugs, and they do it at times or in areas where they're not going to get caught. Doesn't make it right.
Exactly.
Right? And the people that are successful are able to then be able to hold themselves accountable when no one else is looking. Like, for instance, this podcast, me driving down the road. Normally, most people would be like, no, I'm not going to do this podcast. I'm going to work while I'm driving. Basically, I'm working two shifts right now. I'm driving to go get equipment from Belmont to bring back to our shop, and I'm doing a podcast, and I'm answering phone calls. Like, can we get off this phone call, Kyle? I'll be, you know, talking to other people on the phone, getting deals done, talking to manufacturers, getting, you know, whatever done. So I'm doing two or three or four people's worth of jobs all at the same time. And people want to know why, you know, I have what I have or get the respect that I get. You know, getting off the phone with two guys that are in Australia that are buying my equipment. You know, last night, Kyle, I was on the phone for an hour and a half at 8 o'clock at night while, you know, loving my children, talking to these Australian guys, trying to help them, then jumping into the car halfway through the conversation, going to the airport to pick my father up, to get him home so he can then get to work today.
Exactly.
That's a lot of shit. And you know who told me to do all that?
Yourself.
I did. I told myself to do all that. Nobody sat there and said, hey, Nick, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this. That all came from within because I want to be great. I want to do so much work that no one else is willing to do that amount of work to achieve what I achieve because they just don't have it in them. And I'm going to separate myself because I'm going to do the things that need to be done with everyone else, dick it off.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I do the Scarlet Oak stuff too, is that it's – I have – everything here at Dawson, that's my, you know, my essential 9 to 5. And then after that, I go home and I do a little bit more just to benefit my family a little bit more because it's going to be what separates me and my peers because not everybody else wants to go out and do that.
I couldn't agree with you more. I'm pretty sure you and I came up with that plan together.
Well, that's kind of one of the reasons why I was like, well, can I still do mowing on the side? You're like, I encourage it.
100% encourage it because that you being at your best is going to benefit you, your wife, your parents, the generation that you're creating. You're going to benefit me. You're going to benefit my generations that are coming and everybody that's watching us.
Yeah.
Everybody that's listening, the thousands of people that listen to us, we will positively affect them somehow. That is going to benefit them and us. And selfishly, it should benefit us. It really should. And that is the whole idea of the podcast, of the equipment that we make, all the social media posts that we put out there, the phone calls I take at, you know, 8 o'clock at night with two Australian dudes.
Yeah.
You know, I could hold all that information and tell them, hey, sign up for Carlson Coaching, and I'll give you all my secrets. And instead, I just give it all. I give every last little bit of myself because you never know who's talking to who knows who, and how it's going to benefit the next coming generation or the next week or the next whatever. And that is huge. That is absolutely huge. And nobody tells me to do any of that. I do all that because I want to hold myself accountable because I know what it takes based upon data that I've collected over the years, what it's going to take to be what I call ultra, ultra successful.
Yeah, and I think that kind of goes in line. Like, in life, there's a set of principles as humans that we should ultimately at least try to live by in order to become – you know, successful, happy, and, you know, wealthy. And I put it in those different groups because one comes with another, the other one comes with the other. It's kind of like a triangle in order to, you know, raise all ships per se. But, you know, do good upon other people. You know, that's got to be number one. You know, as long as you treat people around you with respect. Now, granted, if they aren't giving you the respect, then you have two choices. You leave them alone and you don't speak to them again. Or, actually, I'd just say that's the only one. I wouldn't even give them another option. I would just say you get rid of that out of your life, right? And then it goes to, well, now we have, you know, how can I benefit myself? Well, I'm going to set these, you know, 3 to 5 things that I have to get done today as my priority, right? When I wake up, my number one priority is to make sure I get my daughter ready for her day. You know, whether that's either she's going to her grandfather or grandmother's house. Number two is me coming into work and making sure that I get everything done here at Dawson Manufacturing that I can to my best possible capability, right?
And have a good attitude while doing it because it affects people around you.
Exactly. If I come in with a negative, you know, connotation or a bad attitude, it spreads very quickly around. Like, I remember when, and this is nothing against him, I remember when Justin came in and his back was bothering him. He was a very downed individual for the time being. And I think it actually affected a lot of us very quickly because he normally comes in not necessarily to mine and Craig's level of happiness, but he's a fun dude to be around, you know? And when he came in and his back was hurting, you could definitely tell the mood swung 180 degrees in a not so very great direction where it's like, you know, Justin, something's wrong with him. You kind of don't want to, you know, hit him on the wrong nerve or something like that, you know, but also at the same time, you want to like make sure he's okay. You know, I just think some of these principles are just, they're good to have in life in order to be able to make the days better.
100%, dude. And that all comes down to one word: choice.
Exactly.
You have to make the choice to be the best version of you. And I don't care what cards you're dealt. I don't care what upbringing you had. Dude, I should have been a drug addict, alcoholic, loser based upon the fact of how I was, not from my father's side, but my mother's side, that I had no business making it out of the situation I was in.
Yeah.
But because I like the finer things in life. Like, I want to wear a Rolex. I want to drive a $100,000 truck. I want to have a Lamborghini. I want to have a big-ass house. Well, in order to have those things, complaining is not going to get you there.
Exactly.
Not having accountability ain't going to get you there. What do? Study the people that are doing what it is that you want to do, and then you mimic them into the own version, your own version of that, and then maybe somehow improve upon it, and I bet you can outdo the generation before you.
Yeah, and you don't need to copy everyone else's stuff around. Like, for you, yours is the big house, having a Lamborghini and shit like that. Mine is, I want a moderate-sized home, I want a happy family, and I want a fat bank account.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather have the experiences than the material items. And that's no qualm against you. That is what's going to make you happy. But you have to do the same thing for yourself, is you have to make yourself happy, not everyone else.
Right. And the way, just so we're kind of clear with each other and anybody that's listening, the Lamborghini, the big house, and all that kind of jazz, for me, it isn't the material that gets me. It is the fact that I am able to create experiences with the Lamborghini. I can go on rallies. I can take my kids to Cars and Coffee. I can, meet new people, meet maybe some incredible influential people that also have made incredible decisions, and find a like-minded community that I connect with.
Yeah.
That is what I'm after. Does that make sense?
Yeah, don't worry. I'll still have like a GT3 RS next to your Lamborghini.
You love that post I sent you yesterday, right?
Dude, they're such sick cars.
They're. I mean, they are the most quintessential driver's car on the planet. It is. That car is just a driver's. It's a driver's car. It's not flash. It's not the most horsepower. It is all about the raw experience of just like digging up the road. It's insane. Those cars are just wild.
Exactly. And it all comes back to having the accountability for yourself in order to be able to get there. Because if you don't have it, you're not going to get there, because you're going to be constantly putting blame on others. And if they're the ones that are accepting it and they're making shit happen, then guess who's actually going to have it and not you? Them.
Exactly. Yep. With that said, I got to go.
I like it. Well, let's wrap it up here. I am going to get these guys edited, and I'm possibly going to take your pops to go get his car. I don't know what he wants to do yet, but I'll ask him once he comes back inside. So with that being said, I will try wrapping this up without stuttering. So let's see how this goes. If you guys want to reach out and get in contact with us, or you want to see how our journey is going, check out Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Nicholas is getting all the YouTube videos together. So smash that like button, subscribe button, and make that little bell ring-a-ding-ding-a-dong on your on your post. Yeah, I'm sorry, I got distracted by saying that. But definitely check all that out. And if you have any questions or anything about your business, check out Carlson Coaching. It is in the link in the description below. If you can't find it, please feel free to reach out at heyfastlane@gmail.com. And I will get you all the information that you need. And if you have questions or you want to be a part of this beautiful journey, shoot us an email as well, and we will get you on. So with that being said, let's hear a mulch mate and wrap this thing up.
Mulch mate.
All right, don't miss me too much, guys. See you later.